For CRI News, I'm Rebecca Hume in Beijing. One person has been killed and dozens of others injured in an earthquake in the northern tip of Indonesia's Sumatra Island. The 6.2 magnitude earthquake hit Aceh province on Tuesday afternoon. The epicenter of the earthquake was located some 180 kilometers southeast from the province's capital city of Banda Aceh to a depth of 10 kilometers. Some housing has reportedly been damaged. At present, experts say there is no potential for a tsunami. A Russian rocket has reportedly crashed shortly after blasting off from Kazakhstan. The rocket was carrying three GLONASS-M satellites. It was reportedly seen changing its flight direction a few seconds after takeoff, then falling and exploding over the space center. Russia's space agency Roscosmos says the explosion was most likely caused by an engine malfunction. Reports say specialists were immediately evacuated from launch pads as a toxic cloud generated by rocket fuel appeared over the site. Roscosmos says an investigation commission has been set up to look into the accident. India and Norway have both said they will reject an asylum application by American whistleblower Edward Snowden. Meanwhile, the Kremlin says Snowden has given up his intention to ask for political asylum in Russia. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has also noted Russia will not extradite the 29-year-old whistleblower to the United States because he could face capital punishment. Russia has stressed it could approve Snowden's application, only on condition he stops his anti-US activity. Snowden has reportedly asked for political asylum in 15 countries. He's believed to have been staying in the transfer area of the Moscow airport for 8 days following his arrival from Hong Kong. He's charged with leaking classified information about secret US phone and internet surveillance activity. Egypt's Court of Cassation has ordered the return of ex-prosecutor general Abdelmajid Mahmoud to his post. The court annulled the presidential decree by which Abdullah was appointed as new prosecutor general. State media says the decree is not legal because it wasn't initially presented to the Supreme Judiciary Council. Prosecutor General's assistant Hassan Yassin is expected to assume the tasks of the top prosecutor until Mahmoud's reinstatement. A week-long Philippine-US joint naval exercise has ended. The exercise has seen US sailors and Marines train with their counterparts in the Philippine Navy, Coast Guard and Marine Corps. The drill has involved more than 600 sailors and Marines on the US side. The exercise, called the 19th Cooperation Afloat Readiness and Training, features a series of shore-based and at-sea events. Storms and floods have so far left 9 people dead and 6 others missing in Sichuan province. Torrential rains have battered the area since Saturday. More than 3.2 million people across the province have been affected. So far, nearly 120,000 people have been relocated, with 57,000 hectares of crops damaged and 3,500 houses toppled. Disaster relief supplies have been sent for those affected by the rain. The rain is expected to continue until Friday. Meanwhile, more than 800 tourists are reported to be stranded and 8 trains have stopped running in South China's Guangxizhang Autonomous Region. It follows tropical storms after Rumbia made landfall in neighbouring Guangdong province this Tuesday morning. Local government says the stranded tourists on the Weizhou Island have sufficient supplies of food and other necessities. The Railway Bureau of Guangxi's capital of Nanning says 3 passenger trains and 5 freight trains were forced to halt operations on Tuesday morning. China's top economic planner has set the benchmark on grid nuclear power price at 0.43 yuan per kilowatt per hour for newly built reactors across the country. The National Development and Reform Commission says the move will facilitate the healthy development of nuclear power and help guide investment flows into the sector. And it's also expected to make periodical price adjustments according to market demand and supply. For CRI News, I'm Rebecca Hume in Beijing.